services system and with local area facilities so that we don't overwhelm any one emergency room and the hospitals can maintain their normal daily operations. We have transported patients to Johns Hopkins University, Baltimore Washington Medical Center, Anne Arundel Medical Center, and Queen Anne's Emergency Center on the Eastern Shore. At this point, all patients have been transported. We are working to make notifications to the families of the status and location of their children, and our hazardous materials team is on location investigating the incident to determine the exact nature and cause of the exposure.
And you told me earlier that you don't know what this is, and of course we know it's pool chemicals, but we don't know specifically what chemical it is, right?
That is correct. There are a wide variety of chemicals in use for treating and maintaining pool systems now, so that is part of what our hazmat team is working to determine exactly what chemicals may have been involved.
Talk to me about the kind of injuries that the kids have.
Primarily, it was nausea and vomiting, although in an incident like this, just due to the anxiety and the stress, a lot of children tend to develop respiratory issues just from anxiety and tending to hyperventilate. So we are faced with those issues as well. And one of our major efforts is just to try to keep the children calm and reassured while we work at getting them cared for and transported.
And I'm sure you have a lot of nervous parents here too as well, right?
Absolutely. The camp on location was very, very quick to start making notifications to the parents. Again, we do have some showing up on location and have a family reception area established. And we'll be providing information as quickly as we can to those parents as far as, again, the status and location of their loved ones.
So just to recap, all the kids are at area hospitals being treated and the threat is over for the late morning hours, right?
That is correct.
All right. Captain Michael Falscraft with the Anne Arundel County Fire Department. Thank you very much, Robert. I'll throw it back to you.